The gray wolf is returning to Oregon as a state-designated endangered species after humans wiped it out here more than 50 years ago. The return brings joy to conservation biologists, but for ranchers and farmers, it brings near apoplexy. The Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission has named a committee to recommend a conservation and management plan for the wolf. Advisory committee members include wolf advocates, wolf-hating cattlemen, and stakeholders of various other stripes in between. Sometime this fall, the committee is supposed to finish its work. That's when a political Donnybrook is likely to begin. The combatants will be ranchers and their allies who consider the wolf as a livestock marauder and an economic threat. On the other side are conservation biologists, who say the gray wolf exercises a kind of top-down management over other wildlife, causing a steady stream of positive biological impacts to cascade down through the ecosystem. Wolves reduce coyote populations, leaving more rodents and small game for foxes, martens, bald eagles, and other wildlife predators, and consequently a more balanced ecosystem. At the same time, wolves prey on elk and deer, culling the weakest animals and thereby strengthening the herd. By thinning the herds, the wolf also prevents overgrazing of highland vegetation. As for livestock predation, records in Montana show that it is essentially a non-issue. Livestock lost to wolves in that state accounted for less than 1/3 of 1% of cattle and sheep kills by all predators combined. For these reasons, you'd think the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife would be a natural ally of the wolf. Unfortunately, the agency's bias towards ranchers, or its political fear of them, caused it to support a slew of anti-wolf bills in the last legislative session. The agency's website claims there is no year-round habitat in Oregon that would allow the wolves to exist without conflict with, quote, land uses already in place. That's code for livestock predation and livestock harassment. But that's wrong. The wolves have an abundant food source elsewhere. Tufts University reported that the U.S. deer population has grown from 500,000 to more than 20 million in the last 100 years, spreading disease, destroying shrubbery and crops, and altering the ecology of forests as herds strip them of native vegetation and eliminate niches for other wildlife. The real decision for the Department of Fish and Wildlife is whether it wants to stay in the wildlife business. If it does, it should welcome and protect the wolf. If it doesn't, Governor Ted Kulongoski should clean house at the agency. This is Les O'Coin.